Okay, this is lesson 8, Jesus Heals Our Families. In today's lessons, we hear of the healing of family members. We have Peter's mother-in-law, the centurion's slave, and the royal official's son. I'd like to start with Luke's reading of the story of Peter's mother-in-law. In verse 38, it says, Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. I'm assuming the scripture is referring to, would be at least Simon and his brother Andrew, if not also James and John. We see them listed in Mark's telling of the story. There are two things I'd like to highlight. The first is that Peter's mother-in-law experienced the healing and immediately got up and began to serve the Lord. Now, when I think about this, I think, oh, they probably were hungry and she made a meal for them. But if I dig a little deeper, I think when I've experienced any healing, whether physical, mental, or spiritual, I feel lighter. I feel energized. I feel grateful. And if the author of my healing is Jesus, I cannot help but serve him. Now, he's not here physically to make him a meal, but I can feed the hungry. I can take the steps of serving the Lord by dedicating my life to building up his kingdom in some way. The next thing I want to highlight is the fact that Simon, Andrew, and possibly James and John interceded with Jesus on behalf of Peter's mother-in-law. We Catholics are big on intercession. We get accused of praying or worshiping Mary and the saints all the time. Unfortunately, this is just a lack of understanding. If I were to break down the Hail Mary prayer, it would go like this. Hail Mary. Hello, Mary. Full of grace. God looked upon you and filled you with his grace. Blessed are you among women. God chose you above all women. And blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. God chose you to give birth to my Savior, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Mary, will you please intercede for me to your Son, Jesus, now and at the hour of our death? Mary, will you please intercede for me to your Son, Jesus, all the time? We simply ask Mary, who is Jesus' earthly mother, who would be very, very close to him in heaven, to go to bat for our cause. My grandpa used to say that since he would never say no to his mother if she asked him to do something for her, Jesus would never deny Mary if she asked him to do something for her. The wedding at Cana is proof of that. We ask our friends to pray for our intentions. Why not include Mary, the Mother of God? And for that matter, all the saints too. Dear St. Anthony, please come around. Something's lost and can't be found. Hey, St. Anthony, you're the patron saint of lost things. Help me clear my mind and think of where I put my keys. My husband says that I'm really bad at asking for help. I think St. Anthony would disagree. Of course, I'm usually praying to St. Anthony in order to help my husband find his keys. All we're doing is really asking for help. I was talking to a friend of mine once, and she said that she needed to ask her prayer circle for help. And I asked her, when do you meet with your prayer circle? And she said, she doesn't meet with them. They're in heaven. Then she described the most beautiful group of people. She said her prayer circle is made up of 10 people or so. Some are saints with the little s, and some are saints with the big s. She has a whole heavenly prayer circle. She said that she has some of her deceased family members who are very devout and faithful believers, as well as some of her favorite Catholic saints who have inspired her as part of her prayer circle. I thought that that was truly a wonderful idea. She has a prayer intention, and she just sends it to her heavenly prayer circle. I'm part of an earthly prayer circle of friends who intercede for each other all the time. We're on a text group. It is 2019 after all. In any case, when one of us has a need or a prayer request, we text the group. But here's something to think about. Who are the family members who've gone before you, who are with God in heaven, and who can intercede for you? Who are the Catholic saints who've inspired you by their way of life? Why not call on them to go to Jesus on your behalf? As I turn to the story of the centurion, we see the centurion coming to Jesus on behalf of his servant. Some early church fathers think that this may be the same story of the royal official, but either way, this is a story of the head of a household interceding for someone who is very important to him. The manner in which he comes to the Lord is striking. He comes in all humility and all confidence. Matthew 8:8. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. This is a powerful statement, so powerful that it's part of the liturgy of the Eucharist at Mass. Luke 7:6-7. Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not consider myself worthy to even come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. This centurion had sent someone in his stead because he didn't even feel worthy enough to talk to the Lord. These verses in Matthew and Luke teach us how we should come to Jesus. We should come to Jesus with a humble heart. Humble, meaning not proud or haughty or arrogant, but offering ourselves with a spirit of deference and in submission. And having said that, we should also have the spirit of confidence. If I think back to my childhood, my dad could fix anything. And in all confidence, I would bring my toys and bikes and broken stuff, and he would fix it. And when I was older and the boys were mean to me at school, I'd go to Dad in all confidence, and I know that he would make me feel better. If I come to my Creator on behalf of a family member who needs mending, I have confidence that my Creator will give what is needed for that situation. Only say the word and let my loved one be healed. Last comment I would like to make about this story in John of the royal official and his interceding for his son. Jesus listens to him and even sounds exasperated. But in verse 50, Jesus says to the man, "You may go, your son will live." The next line is crucial. The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. He believed. This man was probably not of Jewish descent. He was probably a Roman citizen that had been assigned the duty of being in occupied Israel. But he was a father in crisis and powerless to do anything for his son but to come to Jesus on his behalf. And he believed. Not only that, but when he found out the timing of the healing and shared that with his household, they all believed. So, here's what this lesson said to me. Jesus is the Almighty Healer. When we experience that healing, we can immediately give thanks by getting up and serving the Lord in whatever way He calls us. When we feel we need help in our lives, we can ask our earthly loved ones to pray for us, but also our heavenly ones and saints to intercede for us. And when we are called upon to intercede for someone else, we come to Jesus in all humility and confidence on behalf of our loved ones. Intercessory prayer is a powerful thing. And Jesus truly listens.